Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Jackson. What are you nervous about a DNA test for?
Yeah, I've always been fascinated by DNA tests. People take them all the time. They find out all sorts of cool things about personality traits, family, ancestry, things like that. And I've always been very curious and wanted to take one. But my main hesitancy in taking it is I'm worried that the results are going to come back and make me spiral into some sort of existential crisis. And the reason for that is because for my entire life, being Korean has been a big source of pride. I've come on here and talked a lot about sort of a lot of this identity crisis that I've been going through. But at the end of the day, I am Korean. So that has been something that to be prideful of. And that's always been something that my family has, you know, doted on since I was a kid.
And that's a constant in your life.
Exactly. It is something that is a constant. And I've, you know, that's a big part of my identity. And I'm worried that if I take this test, it's going to come back and say that I'm like 60% Korean. And I don't know what that would do to me.
Huh.
Really?
Wow.
Now, this would be pretty interesting to ask. If any of you guys have taken a DNA test and found out like your lineage is so different than what you've been told your entire life, I can understand how it could rock you, but would love to hear that. 1-855-BIRCHO.
Yeah, because most people don't want to take them, or like, or at least my instance, I don't want somebody having my DNA. And two, I really don't want to find out that my dad had a love child back in the day.
And you're fairly certain that that's the case. Time in Vietnam.
But he got deployed right out of high school. There's a distinct possibility for sure. But for you, because so much of your identity is wrapped up in being Korean, that would be like that would be earth shattering for you.
Exactly. And something that's super cool that actually my dad's grandfather has is a physical family tree book that dates back generations upon generations. And this has always been something that's like been so cool that we've had running in our family. Historically, it's only been like the first male child of every family that has been written down and recorded in this. But recently we've started updating it and like actually putting everyone, you know, in there.
You're including the ladies now.
Exactly.
Very nice. Thank you.
For inclusivity's sake. And that's been so cool. And we've been able to look back these generations and see, you know, like time and time again, like it's been very consistent. And for me to take a DNA test and to see something that would have me like question this would be earth shattering.
So if you're using the word earth shattering in not a dramatic way, but honest way, why even take the test then? What good can come? You're looking at risk and reward, what are you hoping to get out of it?
Exactly. It's like part of me is, do I let curiosity get the best of me and like do this as further proof of my identity? Or do I just let ignorance be bliss and just forget about it? And then I can, you know, move on and just assume what I've been told has been correct.
I don't know about others, but I took that 23andMe thing and it came back there was nothing interesting about it. It told me everything I'd already known. It told me about some other family members that were in the area, but to be honest with you, I don't even like the family members that I know. So I didn't reach out. But look, if the stakes are that high for you, I wouldn't take it at all.
I grew up being told that my family was very heavily Greek with Maroulis as a last name. And it turns out we're actually like Romanian. It's Malkovich and they turned it to Maroulis when they came across.
Really?
And it was a big part of my grandmother. Now, they grew up in Greece, so they lived there. It just didn't extend our roots. And so that, not on the same level, was a surprise to me. But what was even more surprising is I found out more about my history and how heavily Scottish I am. And my husband and I both are Scottish now. And we found our clans, our Scottish clans. C-L-A-N. So we're going to go to the Highland Games next year.
Most like, I don't want to sit next to you anymore.
Saw me slide over.
We found our plaid kilt plaid. So it's kind of cool because it gave us something else to like bond over and a new part of our heritage to explore.
Dude, Jackson, what would you do if you found out that you had Scottish. And you had a clan?
Oh my. I mean, I was thinking that there would be like a 5% Chinese or 5% Japanese in there. Scottish would just be, that would be a spiral.
Within the Korean community, could you find out anything in your DNA testing that would put you into a different kind of category than you already are? And I'm not even exactly sure what I'm asking.
Well, yeah, one of the interesting things is Kim is a very common last name. It's the most common last name for Koreans, but there's actually different types of Kims. They like originate from different areas. And so there's like this weird sort of, distinction between different ones. And I've always been told that I'm one. And I mean, what if I come to find out that I'm not that one? Mm. And that's always, again, been a big source of pride. So, you know, but at the end of the day, like you're saying, the best case scenario is I figure out what I already know and then I can, you know, move on with my life. Mm-hmm. And then worst case scenario, I'm, you know, horrifically depressed.
I'm not touching it.
What percentage are you, like, what were the odds of you actually going through with this?
I'm like 50-50 right now.
Okay.
I ain't touching it.
Yeah, the math is saying don't do it, Jackson.
Right. Okay. Do it.
The Burt Show.